Jim Taylor back on WRMJ, WRMJ.com. Let's talk Churar Tiger Volleyball with the senior Caitlin DeBlock. I know the Tigers got a nice win earlier this week, knocking off Riverdale in two games, a team they lost to in three games earlier this season. Give us a progress report, Caitlin DeBlock. How are things going with Churar Tiger Volleyball here in 2023?
It's going pretty good. We started off the season really strong and had a bunch of consecutive wins. And then a few weeks ago, we hit a kind of a tough patch and we lost a few games in a row. But we've started winning again and it's honestly going really good.
So what's been the key to the turnaround after those struggles, you think?
We just have taken a lot of time in practice to just fine tune things that were going wrong in games and stuff like that, and we've started really building our bonds and our trust and our teammates a lot more, so that's helped us a lot.
So you're a senior, that means this is kind of the last hurrah, and we're in the month of October, so you know your senior volleyball season is flying by. Are you, when you think about that, are you reflective of you, as you play these matches and you realize, hey, there's only so many matches left as a Churar Tiger?
I try to take the time to, before a game, look around and just realize that this is so special, and being able to play with some of my best friends is just so special. So we all really just try to take this moment and just cherish it, really.
And getting a chance to play in some of those rivalry games, how special is that when you match up with the likes of Orion and Rock Ridge?
Oh, it's so special, especially because like a lot of my other friends are from these other schools. So being able to play them is just so, it's so special. And being able to have so much of the community there supporting the team is also really special.
All right. So I want to segue and get a couple of other things here from Caitlin DeBlock, who's a senior at Churar. All School Senate President. So a leadership role. Tell us a little bit about All School Senate, why you're interested in that, and what are some of the things going on? I think a vendor fair coming up like in a week.
Yeah, All School Senate, it's basically an organization. Vanessa Schulenberg runs it, and she does a lot of good things. And we just try to do a bunch of things for the community. We put on homecoming. Our vendor fair is a week from Saturday, and so that will be really good. And fundraising, we do a lot of things for the community.
In the vendor fair, we were talking off the air, that's at the Bean Field, and there's like craft vendors that are set up on that Saturday, October the 14th. Is that right?
Yep.
All right. So also this week, and I'm glad we're talking to you, so it's National 4-H Week. That hits close to home for you. Kid, yep, that has livestock projects, I think a member of Kimmel 4-H Club. Tell us about your 4-H experience and how important that is to you.
I've been in 4-H ever since I can remember. I started off just doing general projects, but then I was probably 9 years old and we started showing, and 4-H has brought me probably my best friends. I know I found people that I can lean on and they can lean on me, and 4-H is something that's definitely close to my heart, and I'm very appreciative of it.
Tell us about the Kimmel 4-H Club. Give us kind of a thumbnail sketch. I think the history and tradition of that club, like many 4-H clubs in Mercer County, runs pretty deep.
Yes, for sure. It's been a club that's been around for a long time, and we have a lot of members, and Becky Zwilling and Crystal Youngman run it, and they're amazing people, and our club is huge. It's going really good, and yeah, it's just a really good club to be a part of.
So I'm interested to see here, can you draw comparisons of where you're competing in a show ring, you're showing pigs, to competing on a volleyball court? Can you draw from the volleyball season, and can that help you show in the show ring? And then the show ring experience, conversely, can that help you on the volleyball court?
They probably honestly both help each other, just for me being nervous before I go like play a game or go into the ring. I've learned to kind of control like getting nervous and stuff like that, just because of how many different, like, I guess, high stress situations I've been in on the court, and being able to take that into the ring and kind of both back and forth.
So I always ask kids, you know, the opportunity in 4-H and kind of the personal development that you experience. So when you're like a maybe like a clover bud, and it's the first time you're showing a project, to now, you know, fast forward 10 years later, where you're a senior in high school, do you remember kind of how nervous you were the first time? Maybe you took an animal in the show ring and said, "Man, what can I accomplish here?" And I got to lead this animal, and it's the first time I've ever done it. Do you kind of remember that experience?
Yes, I remember it. And I like also doing like talks and demonstrations and the meetings and stuff like that. I would get so nervous when I was a clover bud, but now that obviously I've been doing it for quite some time, it's more natural, I'd say. But 4-H has definitely taught me how to talk to people, how to talk in front of people. And I'm definitely a lot less nervous now than I was my first time.
All right. Long live the Kimmel 4-H Club, and long live the Sherrard Tigers. Caitlin DeBlock is a senior over at Sherrard, a volleyball kid, president of the All-School Senate, and a proud member of the Kimmel 4-H Club. Caitlin DeBlock, continue to enjoy your senior year.
Thank you so much.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.